All right. Good morning, everyone. Y'all come on in. We are going to talk about the 24-hour plan today as we are studying the brand new module for No BS. We are talking about making weight loss basics easier all month long. So this was these lessons were a lot of studying and a lot of time spent me thinking about what has been historically getting in the way of the basics. And it's not just like if you're listening to this and you have not listened to module two yet, module two is not just about more tips, tricks, and hacks. It's about how do we make them emotionally easier? Because one of the biggest things that stands in the way between you and executing the basics, and this is why you're in No BS and not in some other weight loss program, is that you can be told what to do to lose weight all day long. And many of you have tried diets that they will ship you a box of food. They will, you will have a trainer who will work you out. You will have an app that will say, here's how many calories you get. You will read books, and the books will tell you, like, eat these foods, don't eat these foods. All of that's great. Like, trust me, I have tried a lot of them. And I'm not saying any of them don't work. Like, they all work in some form or fashion, but they work not because it is like, I just need the right formula. If someone told me exactly what to do that was perfect, then I would lose all of my weight. That is not the problem. The problem is always whenever someone tells you how to do something, what you think about prior to doing it is going to decide if you actually can do it. So if you have tried diets, I want you to think about some of the past diets that you've tried. You can even think about the basics, because basics 2.0 or basics 2.0, making weight loss, making the basics easier is all about even when you insert the basics, every one of you have thoughts about each one of them. And you have some thoughts, and it can be lots of different things about your ability to lose weight. It'll be about what happens on the scale. It'll be about how fast things should be happening. You have thoughts about whether or not you like planning or not. You have thoughts about good food, bad foods. You have thoughts about if you like to eat a lot of food or not. You have thoughts about how much you love food. You have thoughts about whether or not taste is relevant to the equation. You have thoughts about everything. You even have thoughts about sleep. A lot of you are just like, well, I'm in my 30s and the sleep, I can get by on 5 hours. Speaking for someone who's 50 now, all those years I got by, I pay for it now. Just gonna let y'all know. Don't be thinking that that you're ever skirting that system. So we all have all of these things. And one of the things is you have to think about what are all of the thoughts that are stopping me from execution. Because one thing that we also know will not ever work in weight loss is forcing yourself to do things. Like, this is not a, like, I want all of you to, if nothing else, when you get into making the basics easier, weight loss is not about how long can I hold out under the pressure of losing weight by forcing myself to do things. And we have to force ourselves to do things when we're not working on what is going on that makes me overeat. Because if you, for example, when you are listening to module two, when you are listening to those things, you will hear things about why you don't like planning, for instance. You may be thinking, I just love spontaneity with food. And if you hold on to the belief that you love spontaneity with food, you now force yourself to make plans because you are going against something you keep telling yourself that you love. You will have to force yourself to follow plans, even on your worst days. Because if spontaneity is something you love on your worst day, you're going to want to be spontaneous. So we have to look at all of these things and we have to question them. So let's talk about spontaneity. A lot of you will say, I'm just a spontaneous person. And so that means if I think I'm naturally spontaneous, then that means that with food, I need to be able to be spontaneous or I cannot lose weight. Like I can't follow my plans because of that. So now we have to question, how much do you really love spontaneity when it comes to eating and why? We have to make sure you actually love it versus I'm used to eating without a plan. And when I make a plan, I feel restricted. That is very different. Like, I want all of you to try that on for a second. You can describe the same situation. Here we are with an opportunity to eat off of our plan. You could tell yourself, well, I might as well break the plan because, I mean, I just love spontaneity. It's really hard to stick to the plan when you love spontaneity. And then you break the plan. Or you can tell yourself, I really want to lose weight. I am not used to following a plan. And in these moments, it feels hard because I'm just used to eating based on my current mood. And I'm learning how to eat according to the mood I want to have tomorrow, not the mood I'm in right now. I would like to be in a proud mood tomorrow. I would like tomorrow to wake up and think that wasn't that bad. I'd like to wake up tomorrow and be grateful that I didn't break my plan. Those are all thoughts. It's the exact same situation. It's all in how you're going to talk to yourself in the moment. And so you have to be thinking about, like, what are the common things I think right before I break a plan? What are the things I think about when it comes to making a plan? Do I like those thoughts? And this is the key for all of you. Do not sit there and tell me, but it's true. It's like, no shit, it feels true. Don't say things are true. Say, it feels very true. Because when you have things that you've been thinking for a long time, your brain just believes them. And of course, it's going to give you the feeling of truth. But every truth is debatable. There's always a different way to look at it. Every single one. You don't have to just see things in one way. So today we're going to talk about it. So the first thing I want to tell all of you is I want you to make sure that you have listened to lessons 1 and 2 in making the basics easier. That is the introduction, and it is making 24-hour plans that work. And today I'm going to go a little bit deeper into 24-hour plans. And I'm actually going to introduce a little bit of preview. In January of next year, we are currently starting at the end of August. My content team's coming, and we are starting the rewrite of the entire Nobius course. So we gave y'all module 2 now because there were just certain concepts that I knew were vitally, vitally important to you. I knew that y'all needed some of this work on why is it hard for me? And if I understand these things that have been stopping me, it's so much easier for me to be like, oh, there's some relief here. Like when you hear about why it might be hard to wait for hunger, why you hear why it might be hard for you to stop eating at enough and stuff, my goal was to give you relief. If you don't feel relief, it will be because of this sentence going on in your head. See, I knew something was wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with all of you. The reason why all of that stuff is in there is because I have researched, researched, and researched, and this is the stuff that we're not taught to lose weight. It is not that you're broken. It is the system is broken. The weight loss system is completely broken because they are not helping us with the things that we need. So if you listen to these lessons and you feel bad about yourself, you need to say, like, no. If I feel bad about myself, that is because I'm telling myself falsehoods. I am telling myself lies. I am very conditioned by society and the diet industry that being overweight's bad. Something, you just need more willpower, try harder, just eat less. It's not that simple. If it was that simple, we wouldn't need psychology books written on this shit. Pure and simple. Like if you can't believe anything else, just say, I must not be broken because there are fucking books written about food trauma. There are books about all of this. So for all of you, I want you to listen to them. They're quick. I kept them very bite-sized for a reason, because I do not want you spending tons and tons of your time listening to me and not doing new things. So when you hear the lessons, I want you to take something from them, and I want you to really think about it. And I want you to visualize and think about, how can I try this in my food life this week? And how many times can I try it? It's not enough to try it once. It's like, this week, I picked this one thing that I heard. How many opportunities do I have to listen? Yeah, just like Kelly said, we can't listen our way to weight loss. We have to act our way to weight loss. The listening part is very important. Listening does these things for you. It drowns out the shitty voice you have that's not telling you the truth. Okay? So for a lot of you, I really recommend listen to as much content as you can. I mean, in every little minute of the day that you have, I'd rather you be listening to me than listening to a show, listening to the news, listening to your friend bitching, listening to your own brain, throwing a hissy fit. Like, I actually was just listening. I belong to another membership that they focus on all the mind stuff. It's just like, it's for coaches. It's so that we can really get deep into the psychology of, like, how do we help people transform their lives? And she was talking about inputs. And she happens to be my personal coach too. And she was talking about inputs and being very mindful about the inputs that you have in your life. So we have choices with inputs. We have some people in our lives who are fucking negative, but you can't leave them. So it could be your own child. It could be your mom. Like, I'm not leaving my mother, but my mother's fucking negative. And Mamie knows it. It's almost a running joke about how, like, we joke around, like, it must be crazy living in your head. And, like, we always, like, when we're all together, there's a collective, like, Mamie. And it happens, like, every 10 minutes. Because no matter what happens in the world, my mom has a beautiful talent to say, here's what's wrong with that. Like if there was a job, like if you could get paid for just tearing things down, my mother would be like, sign me up and I'm fixing to be rich, bitch. She will be the best one. So like my mother, I'm like, that is an input that is allowed to be said around me. Like all of her outlooks, her opinions, her words, all the things. But it's my job to decide if the input lands. It's not Mamie's job. It's not Mamie's job to change who she is. It is not Mamie's job to talk differently to me. It's not Mamie's job to be like, I have enlightenment now. You're my child. I just want to build you up all the time. Like, I want to do those things. Ooh, that is not her job. You know what Mamie's job is? To be Mamie. Corinne's job is, I am the guardian at the gate. It's my job to protect the castle. The castle, like, my glorious subjects are on inside of me. And I am the queen of this castle. And if I don't want your inputs, I don't have to take them. And that is what all of you have to remember. Just like this morning, I'm outside walking, and my neighbor is like fiddling around with his sprinkler. And he saw me coming, and then he adjusts his sprinkler, and I swear to God, and it sprayed me. And he didn't even say, I'm sorry. He just said, watch where you're going next time. I wanted to go like, well, bitch, I mean, you saw me. I saw you. I watched you do it. But I didn't say anything. I just like waved to the neighbor. And I just kept going. Number one, I don't know what kind of day he's having. He could be having a bad day. That also could just be the way that man's built. Who knows? But I could sit and spend the rest of my day thinking he doesn't care about me. Look how rude he is. This is a shit day. I got wet first thing. Like I could think a thousand things. But because I'm the guardian at the gate, I am like, who gives a shit? Moving on. Because I know who's at fault. Him. Guess what I don't have to do? Tell him. Because I already know. So for all of you, the reason why I'm going down this like tangent for all of you is because I watch so many of you let your days be run by what you think others think about you or what people are actually saying to you. And then it's really hard. Like if you allow for all that, if you're not watching your inputs and shit, guess what ends up happening? You don't want to follow your plan. By at night, if you've spent your entire day so hyper-focused or listening to bullshit all day long instead of listening to like no BS shit when you can, yeah, it's going to be harder for you to follow your plan at night. You're going to be wore down. So don't do that shit to yourself. So make sure you listen to module two. Do the things in there. So like first, we have to do the listening. Listening is one of the best ways to drown out your own voice, drown out that contradict the things that you're hearing in other places. You know, for many of you, you need to contradict the opinions of other people. If you have people in your life telling you, you shouldn't eat that, shouldn't do this, blah, blah, blah. But if it was me, I'd be doing the keto. You know, like somebody always like, as my papa always said, opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. And they're going to have an opinion about how you should move your body, what you should wear, what you should look like, what you should weigh, what you should be eating to lose weight. Like everybody, like people are going to think what we do here is just voodoo. Straight dope voodoo. And they should think it's voodoo. This is the other thing. I don't want y'all thinking like, I can't believe it. This makes so much sense. Well, I don't think. No, do not work yourself up. The diet industry's broken. They're listening and hearing traditional advice. They should think this is voodoo. And I'm going to guarantee you one damn thing. There was at some point you believed all the shit they said too. And then you heard me and you're like, what now? I don't know about this. We're going to eat what we want and lose weight. What kind of like fucking crack does that girl do? You were skeptical too. But you're not skeptical now because you're in here listening to all the things. So stop trying to get everybody else to believe what you're doing is going to work. Work on you believing what you're going to do is work and then believe that they just don't know. Believe you're going to prove them wrong. Believe one day they're going to ask you, what the fuck have you been doing? You have to tell me all the things because you have lost so much weight. And then here's what will happen. You will tell them what you've done and they'll be like, that won't work for me. Let me give you my 5,000 reasons why that's not going to work for me. And you'll be like, okay, we'll keep doing what you're doing. If you ever need to try this way, you just let me know. No BS and us ain't going nowhere. We wait on your ass. So we have to listen to guard our inputs. And then you got to do. You got to do. But don't get confused. Doing does not mean do right. Say it again. Doing does not mean do right. Doing means trying things, reiterating, figuring out what works and what doesn't, investigating why it's not working, figuring out how are you thinking about it, how can you make things easier. So when you hear you got to go do it, so many of you get fucked in the head because you say things like, you translate do to, I got to go do it perfectly or it doesn't count. I got to go do it. And if I don't do it every day this way, I'm not doing it right. I got to go do it. And if it's not right, I fucked up. That is not the purpose. The purpose is to go out and do, and you keep doing it, and you keep doing it, and you keep doing it until we get to a point where you have found the way that's going to work for you. So with all that, let's talk about the 24-hour plan. I want to go over a few concepts about it. The first thing I want to tell y'all is, let me get my notes at a place where if y'all see me looking to the right, it's because I'm going to move my notes to another screen, but I will give y'all a behind the scenes. I'm one of the few people that I know that when I teach, I like to see myself. I know that sounds crazy. Most people are like, oh my God, I don't want to see myself. Like, I want to see anything but me. Me, and like, I don't know if it's because I have such a good body image now. It really isn't the body image stuff. When I'm talking to you and I'm looking at me, I feel like I'm talking to a human. And so it's so much easier for me when I can like watch me. It also, when I can watch me, it reminds me to not be boring as fuck. So a lot of times, like if I just sat here the whole time and did like this, like you can get really boring real quick. So if you wonder why I keep looking over to the right, it's because I'm going to keep my notes over there so that I can like, I'm just always more animated when I can see myself. But if you also don't know behind the scenes, Kryn needs a lot of landscape because I have like 1,000 things that are on the screen at one time to make sure that I'm like, I got the chat running. I got the Q&A running. I've got like notes over here and I've got like a Slack channel over here. Like I have like all the things open that I need. So now we got the two monitors to make it work. All right. So this week is making the basics easier, making the 24-hour plans at work. I just want to go over what we're going to do the next few weeks. Next week, your homework will be to listen to lessons 3 and 4. So we broke it up to where it is small, digestible chunks. I did not want y'all spending more than 10 to 15 minutes each week, like what we would call working the program. So the videos are like, I think they're 5 to 7 minutes long. I, you know, there might be one that's 10 minutes, but I've tried to keep everything to where your no BS minimum baseline work for the next few weeks is just listen to these lessons a little bit at a time and then do the things that we ask you to do. We did not give you a lot of worksheets in this one. It's a lot of like, oh, now that I know this thing, let me go try this thing. Let me see if it makes a difference when I'm waiting for hunger. Just the whole goal was to explain what goes on for you and then give you like a perspective shift. Because what I have found when I lost weight, I had all these unique little tiny shifts in how I thought about things and how I thought about myself. And when I was like, what? We can think about it this way? And that's what I find happens to a lot of you is that you're very locked in on how you think about like 24-hour planning. And then you'll hear me talk about it and you'll be like, well, damn, I didn't even think to think about it that way. So like part of my job is to introduce to you new thinking that on your own, you may never be able to come up with simply because you've never been even exposed to these ideas. And I think this is important. When I was, I'll give you a business example. When I was building No BS back in the day, the Fit and Fat, we weren't even P&P yet. We were Fit and Fat with PHs and hyphens. I didn't even put an and in the middle. It was a hyphen N. I was so proud of that name. I'll tell y'all, I remember coming up with that name and just thinking, this is it. This will forever be us. And I told my father-in-law, who was a very successful businessman, and this is, you know, back in 2007. And he said, are you sure about that name? And I said, yes, Grouch, this is it. This is what his grandfather name is, Grouch. And he was like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And I was like, well, you're an older man. It's not supposed to make sense to you. All of us women will know what it means. And then I rolled with it for a long time. I was very proud of it. And he was right. No one knew what it meant. Like, I had to explain it to women. And then typing it was a bitch. And then every time I tried to tell somebody my web address, I had to spell it out. And I'd have to say PHIT hyphen N. It was so long. So eventually I changed it to No BS. But when I was first building good old Fit and Fat, I had, like, I'm not joking, I really thought that if I could just, like, I wanted to help every woman lose her weight. It was so passionate. I was just like, I just want to help all the women lose weight. And that was great. But here was the part that was missing for me. I grew up with a single mother who told me 1,000 times, baby, please make sure you find a good man, because you need to get, like, you need to marry well so they can take care of you, so that you never have to work hard like me. So that you, like, I want you to have a different life than me. My mother, it didn't even occur to her to tell me, baby, go out there, start a business, make the kind of money you want to make. Like, how about you be the breadwinner? Like, that was never exposed to me. I had only ever known women who had husbands that made money. I didn't know, like, I didn't understand starting businesses like that. Like, you just, everybody in my family just got a job. My grandfather in Alabama owned businesses, but I was so little, I didn't really understand what that even was. And, you know, the family worked for him. And so it wasn't until 2015, I started Fit and Fat in 2007. In 2015, I went to get certified as a coach, because and I didn't even go to get certified as a coach to grow my business. I had my, like, 100 people that I'd worked with for years. And I kept thinking, something's missing. Like, I give them all these exercise plans. I had published menus, like, here's what I'm eating this week. Like we're all going to eat this week. Like, I tried all of the traditional stuff. But one thing that made those women, like, want to be with me is that although I was telling them what to do, I was very often just sharing my life. And so a lot of times what I was accidentally doing was sharing how I thought about things. And that made an impact. But I did not know how to teach them the way that I teach y'all. So I had heard this chick in a podcast and it made sense. I was like, well, this makes sense. Like, I changed how I thought. Like, I want to, like, there's a way to teach other people how to, like, change how they think and stuff. And so I went, and it was the first time anyone ever told me. She was like, well, how much money do you make? And I told her, and she was like, oh my God. I mean, she literally, the look of disdain and disgust came over her face. And she said, you should be making a lot more money. Like, you are really good at this. And you are very passionate. I do not understand why more people don't know about you. And I, yes, it was Brooke. And I was like, what are you even talking about? Like, I had no clue. And she's like, well, how much money do you want to make this year? And I was like, I don't know what, I mean, whatever I get from the people I'm working with. And she was like, oh no. And so she explained to me that the way you run a business is you decide what you want to make that year. And then you make a plan for how you're going to get there. I was like, say this again. Like, I had no clue. I would have probably, had it not been for that one conversation, unless you were a member of Fit and Fat prior to 2015, none of you would be here. None of you. Absolutely none of you. For all of you that are sitting here listening to me right now, I had to have somebody introduce a new way to think in order for me to, like, have a moment where, like, okay, let's try that. I wouldn't have come up with it on my own based on everything that I had been told my entire life. It's not that there wasn't something, like, a new truth. I'd never been exposed to any of it. And so when we are talking in No BS about the 24-hour plan and hunger and enough, my job is to expose you to the new truths, because so many of you haven't been. And so when you are thinking about, like, you hear things and they make sense, that's the job. That's what I want in basics, making the basics easier, is for you to have like these new truths being exposed to you all the time, so that you can be like, huh, what if I thought about it that way? Or that's interesting. That's very different than the way I'm describing it. I wonder if, like, this week, when I talk to you about the planning, what would happen this week if I did this week, not just making plans, but thinking about plans the way Corinne talked about it this week? What would happen? That's what I want for y'all. People are talking about my old Weight Watcher days, back when I used to post like how I started my business. Like I literally jumped on the coattails of Weight Watchers. Like, well, they got forums and no one in there, nobody from the Weight Watchers business was willing to answer the questions. It's like our Facebook groups. It would be like them throwing up a big ass Facebook group. And they're like, it's up to y'all to run it and figure it all out. I mean, we told y'all how many points you get. Now go lose weight. That would be like us saying, like, I gave you a course. Now go do it. And the rest of y'all just talk about it. We don't do that. We go in and we coach y'all. I mean, we do have the power of the community, but we also go in and coach y'all. And we have ask coaches for these reasons. And so back in the day, I just went over there and I was like, here's my username, Logie's Mom. Ask the trainer. And I just helped people enough so that some people wanted to work with me. Okay. So then we're going to do Stopping at Enough next week. And that is Waiting for Hunger and Stopping Enough next week will be Kathy. Kathy will be the coach of record next week. I will actually be in Florida with that negative mammy of mine. Then the following week will be Finding Your Unique Eating Cues and Becoming the Eater You Want to Be. And then the last week of August, we're going to talk about healthifying foods and how to be flexible and spontaneous. And then we'll talk about what's next for y'all. Okay. So today we're going to be talking about the 24-hour plan. The first thing I want to tell all of you is you have to have a relationship with it. And so what I want to do is I want to tell you the way I think about the 24-hour plan. And I want you to imagine right now what your life would be like with a 24-hour plan if you thought about it the way I do. Because I have taught y'all very basic concepts about it. You can put whatever you want on there. But then the way y'all execute it is very different than the way I teach it. And the way you execute it is because you're not thinking about it like I do. Otherwise, you wouldn't run into half the problems you do. Okay? So here's how Corinne thinks about the 24-hour plan. Number one, it doesn't take me long. That is like my first lush thought about the 24-hour plan. It doesn't take that long. It's also a sad day that if, like, let's say you are an extravagant planner, extravagant, where you're just going to roll around in the luxury of making a 24-hour plan. We're looking at 10 minutes. And so I never think I don't have time to make a plan today, because I don't want to teach myself that there's ever a day in life where I can't find 10 minutes to do something for me. Because if I keep telling myself, I don't have time for this, I don't have time for this, I teach myself this is what my brain actually hears. I don't have time for you today. You aren't important today. Everything else is more important than you. So I don't like to say, I don't have time to plan today. If I'm not going to plan, I will say, I'm choosing to do this over this today. That makes me think, okay, I have prioritized something else over my plan. That is very different than saying, I just don't have time. I'm not important enough. If I decide to sacrifice my plan for something else, that gives me a moment of pause to make sure that whatever I'm doing, if I'm sacrificing, then I have to think about, is this a worthy sacrifice? And sometimes it is. So like the other day, I did not make a plan. I woke up that morning and I had like a bajillion good ideas. Like every now and then I just wake up and like my brain is just like wired for sound when it comes to like ideas. I'm like thinking about concepts I want to teach and like I'm just like hopped up. And I wanted to get to fleshing out my ideas first rather than making a plan. And I was just like, we're not going to plan right now. I'm doing this today. I never got back to the plan. But here's the thing. When I do it that way, then the rest of the day, I am not like, I just want you to think about when you think, oh, I just don't have time for this. We're already flustered. We're probably already overwhelmed. And now we've set the day up to be acting from our best flustered, overwhelmed self, which means when we have food choices, like it comes down to lunch, we're not going to be thinking like, you know, it's okay that we don't have a plan. I trust I know how to make good decisions. No, we're going to be like, oh, I'm just going to eat this because I didn't even have time to make a plan this morning. Like we're going, like it's just like a chain reaction for the rest of the day. So even if you're not going to make the plan, you just want to make sure you're talking wisely about it. That we're not just like talking about it like an asshole. Okay. So the first thing I think about is like, it just doesn't take that much time. It's not a big lift in my life to make a plan. Here's something else I think about the plan. The 24-hour plan is the best defense I have for slipping into diet mentality. I'm going to say this again. For that girl in the back who's like, what? The 24-hour plan is my best defense against slipping into diet mentality. When I am making my plan, it is not so that I make a weight loss plan. It is so that I am choosing foods each day that support everything I want in my life. And that includes pleasure with food, because and joy with food, tasty things. That is the role of the 24-hour plan. Its job is to make sure you fall in love with the way you eat while you lose weight. That is his job. His job is not to punish you. His job is not to restrict you. His job is not to make you do things. His job is not to make you eat healthy. That is not the 24-hour plan's job. The role of the 24-hour plan is to be the best guard, the best defense against you trying to lose weight in a way that will not work for the rest of your life. And so if you're making plans and you're unable to follow them, then the plan's doing its job. It's saying like, huh, here's what you said you wanted to eat, and here's how you ate. So now we got to figure out what's in the middle of these two? And it could be several things. It could be when you're planning, you might be over dieting. You may be thinking, I shouldn't eat these foods. And we want to question those things. We don't want to just put those foods on there. We just want to understand why we keep planning the way we do. And do we need more flexibility? For some of you, if you are weekend binging, And your Monday through Thursday plan looks like something like Mother Teresa would have ate, then the plan's doing its job. It's saying like, hey, I kind of think you might need more joy with food during the week. It looks like you're only saving joy and relaxation for food on the weekend. The plan's job is to say like, are we meeting all of our needs? Are you really sure this is what you want to eat today? That's the plan's job. It is to give you pause. It is to make you think about what you do want, how you do want to lose your weight. It's to make sure that you get plenty of foods that give you pleasure. It's also there to make sure that, like, if you, let's say you're planning Ding Dong's pizza, Chick-fil-A, and a side of beer all day long, every day. The plan's job is to say like, okay, I see that like we definitely got pleasure on lock when it comes to oral pleasure, but it doesn't look like you're losing weight. How's your body feel? You pooping regular? You waking up with hangovers? You got the energy you want? You feel like you want to feel? Or are you just prioritizing oral pleasure? Where is energy pleasure? Where is good pooping on this plan? Where's less heartburn on this plan? Where's all this other pleasure you actually want in your life? How is it reflected in the plan? That's the plan's job. Plan's job is not, I need to make a plan. I need to follow it every day. The plan's job is I need to make a plan every day and understand my growing relationship with food and my body. It's more about like, I want all of you to think about the 24-hour plan. It's like, it is the best way to actually craft that relationship with food you've always dreamed of having. And then as you make more and more and more of them, you get better and better, better at planning. And it won't be because, like, you'll notice you'll be following your plans, not because you're good at making yourself do it. The job, like, I promise all of you, the goal is not to get good at making yourself follow the plan. Your job is to get so good at meeting your needs, taste, health, energy, and then understanding, like, when I make plans and I'm breaking them, there's things in my life missing. Like, I don't know how to de-stress without food. So rather than making myself follow the plan, I'm going to focus on how the fuck do I learn how to de-stress in new ways? How do I start now adding that to my life? Because then what happens is you get better at following plans because you get better at meeting all of your unique needs. The plan evolves into a reflection of what you've always wanted for your life and your weight. And when it becomes a reflection of those dreams and desires and this evolution of tweaking, next thing you know, following the plan is like, I don't know, I just follow my plan every day. You don't want to break it because it mirrors what you most want. It's like harder to break it now. And that's what we want to do. So let's talk about swaps. Okay. So the first thing we got to do is we got to have like a better thought process when it comes to plans. They don't take time. They don't take a lot of time. This is the best way to carve the relationship with food that I really want. Planning is the best way to make sure all my needs get met, especially pleasure with food, joy with food, joy in life. Now we're going to talk about swaps. So a lot of you think swapping is bad. Swapping is not a bad thing. If you are making a lot of swaps on your plan, all we want to do is we want to make sure that, number one, was this like what I would call like a realistic swap, like a doable swap? Is this a sensible swap? Is this a even keel swap? So like if you were going to have a salad at home and you went out to eat, you know, There's like, if think about the spirit of the salad. Spirit of the salad was, I was going to have grilled chicken and I was going to have vegetables on it. And I was going to have like cheese. It was going to taste good, but it was pretty healthy. Like it was going to get all these things done. So if I get invited to go out to eat, I'm like, hell yeah, let's go. I don't have to get a salad to make an equal swap. That is an option. But if they don't have salads, let's say we're going to, I'm trying to think of a restaurant around here that doesn't have salads. Let's say we all go to, I can't remember the name, Martin's Barbecue. Okay. Now, Martin's might actually have a salad. I'm not 100% sure, but 95% of the menu is barbecue, barbecue nachos, barbecue hot dogs, like barbecue everything, and baked beans and shit like that, right? So we're going to Martin's. What we would want to do is we were like, all right, the intention of my salad was to eat as healthy as I can today. I was going to be getting good protein and I was going to be getting vegetables and stuff. So how can I have the same intention at Martin's? So I am probably going to say, like broccoli salad. I don't know who iPhone is, but whoever iPhone is like, I knew you'd say Martin's. So they must be from around here. So if I went to Martin's, I would probably get like a plate that had barbecue. And then I would look for, I'd probably get broccoli salad. And then I might get, if they have corn on the cob or something like that. I would like, the whole goal of it is not like, oh no, does this work? It's to be like, what is the intention behind it? So can I go and just take that intentional mindset and do the same thing there? And I wouldn't drink because I hadn't planned to drink. I would be willing to go out and be like, you know what? I'm making a swap. I'm going to go out and I'm going to have fun. And even if everybody else is going to drink around me, today was not a day I planned to drink. So today I'm going to drink water. That's going to be the hard part for me. And I would just tell myself truthfully, it's like, yeah, it's going to be hard to sit there and not drink, but we're going to eat these things and we're still going to go out. And this is part of becoming the person I want to be. The person I want to be doesn't have to have everything every single time, but I still want to be able to go out. So it's all about that conversation. So we want to be thinking about swaps. If you are constantly swapping, it could be a sign that you're not planning doably. You're not planning realistically. So you kind of want to like say like, all right, let me look at my plans. If like for 3 or 4 days, every day I have been swapping or changing or not following, I want to start at the first level, which is when I'm planning, is this actually things I want? Am I being realistic? Am I being doable? Or am I trying a little hard here? Am I over dieting a little bit? One thing it could also be signaling is that if you're changing your plans a lot, you're planning for best case scenario every day when your life is not in best case scenario land. So for example, I coached someone this weekend whose husband cooks on the weekends and he does not like planning. He does not want to plan at all. He don't even want to plan like 3 hours before. I think he just wants to be able to make the decisions and stuff. I was like, that's not a problem. She's acting like it's going to be the end of the world. Biggest problem ever. And I was like, it's not a problem at all. Plan what you can for the day. And then you just put on there, eat whatever husband makes, doable hunger. Here we are. Because then what we can do is we can stop making this such a big fucking deal. But what she was trying to do was like, she was either planning too tightly and then getting super disappointed when her husband didn't cook exactly what she said she wanted, and then throwing it all away and going into fuck it land. And she did that enough to where, I don't know if she exactly did that, but I have coached someone else who did that, where she fuck it ate so many times and stayed pissed at the husband that she just decided to quit planning on the weekends at all. And then was just in free-for-all land because she was going into every weekend in a hopeless attitude. Well, there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, he doesn't like planning. So I guess I'm just going to have to try really hard Monday through Thursday because Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm just fucked. None of you are fucked. None of you. So you just have to be thinking about what can I do? So Nancy says, I sometimes struggle with swaps when my day takes me to caring for my grandchildren. It's usually pizza, which is okay, but usually not in the spirit of my plan. Yeah. So how can you, like, this is what I want to tell y'all about obstacles. If they occur regularly, like if every week you have your daughter or son says, Grandma, I need you to take over. That's not sporadic anymore. That's called a pattern. Like if it's like, sometimes I struggle when my day takes me to caring for my grandchildren. Now we have a pattern. It's not like you're never going to get asked to take care of the grandkids again. Now, going to the emergency room once every year, we don't have to plan for shit like that. If you're taking care of someone who is in compromised health and emergency room visits are frequent, now we have a pattern. So we plan for that. So now what we got to do, Nancy, is we have to think about, all right, on the days when I am asked to go care for my grandkids, how do I solve? Am I going to eat pizza or not? If I'm not going to eat pizza, what am I going to do for myself? What do I want those moments to be like? And that's how we plan. Okay, the next thing is the spirit of the law should align with your bigger goals. What does that even mean? So if you are planning and you're planning on the fly, the big thing is to check in with your whys. So have your whys about why you want to lose weight on your phone, because most of you, your phone goes everywhere with you. Open your notes app, have a doc called My Whys. And every time you have one, you add to your whys. And then anytime that you get called to go out to eat, anytime you need to make a swap, anytime you feel like breaking your plan, just read them. Read them before you do it. Even if you still break it, at least give your brain the opportunity to say, I want all of you to think about this. If you read it, you are now at least giving your future self the opportunity to say, like, can I just have a say in this? Can I have an opinion? Here's my opinion. You really want to lose weight for these reasons. These are all the reasons that matter to you. And come up with as many as you can. It can be the list of things I would love to be able to do. It can be these things are important to me. And it's like the things I never want to think about again. The things I never want to have to experience again. Things I don't want. Sometimes the I don't want these things are very powerful whys. Like, I don't want heartburn. I don't want inflamed joints. I don't want to wake up bloated. I want to poop regular. I never, like, for me, a big why was always, I never want to walk into another Lane Bryant again. I remember the last time I went in there. I had lost weight up top before I lost weight on the bottom. So I was still having to go get my pants. So I was already shopping at like Target and stuff to get tops. And I was so excited. And I could not wait for the day that I was going to have to leave Lane Bryant. And I went in there one day. It was at the old Hickory Hollow Mall back in the day. If you live in Nashville, you'll know what I mean by that. I go in. It was on the second floor upstairs. And I tried on the smallest size they had. And it was too big in the waist. And I was like, thank you, Lord, baby Jesus. I marched my ass down to Sears. I went to the regular section to find me a pair of pants. I'd never been so thrilled in my life. And I remember saying, I'm never going back. I will never go back. And I kept that promise true. And so having your whys are very, very important. Look at them before you make swaps. And then just like swapping and breaking your plan is not a bad thing. Okay? I don't want anybody thinking it's good to follow your plan, and I don't want anybody thinking it's bad to break your plan, because sometimes you can follow your plan And you can be steeped in diet mentality. That's not a good thing. If you're only following your plan because every single day you're forcing yourself and you're terrified of eating other foods, that's not good. It may help you lose weight, but it's not a good thing. And if that's the case, you go to Ask Coaches and you work with us on that. Because what we want is we want you following the plan because it feels wonderful to follow it. You're like, and I don't mean every single, like, it, you know, there are some days when I follow my plan. Like today is a good day. This is a boring day. I had oatmeal with some cottage cheese in it for breakfast. I will be having a smoothie for lunch because I have calls all the way till 3:30 today. And the only way I'm going to be able to eat is if I have a smoothie that I can just drink in 5 minutes before I jump on another call. And that's fine with me. And then tonight at dinner, I'm just having a JJ meal. We ain't going out. You know, if I had my way, I'd be like, let's order chicken livers. Let's do all the things. But no, today is just what we call the boring day. But you know what? It's easy for me to follow it on days like today because I have days that are way more fun than this. But on days like today, it's like, I know it serves its purpose. It's like, that's all right. I like this food. I'm making a tasty smoothie. My oatmeal tasted good. My dinner will taste good. Is it as great as ordering a pizza or, you know, ordering my fried chicken livers and stuff? No. But it also serves its purpose. And when I know the purpose and I honor that, I don't have a problem following it. It feels good to follow it. There's not a lot of drama because my thought is the plan today serves its purpose. There's plenty of fun days to come in the next few days. Then the last thing is planning is about building belief in yourself. And like one of the things that I want y'all to get used to is also sometimes we have to remind ourselves that we're going to follow the plan in the moments we don't want to. So in that case, that's where we use things like I like the idea of proving to myself in as many ways as I can that I can do things when I don't want to. And very often your food plan is one of those opportunities to be able to say, this is one of those things where I am working on showing myself that while I may not want to do it right now, I know that I can. I am building like incredible belief in myself that there are times in my life that I need to have the resiliency and the strength to push through, even if in the moment I'm not feeling like it. And this is what I know about all of you. You're a woman. You have spent an entire, especially those of you who are mothers, you've spent your entire life getting good at that skill. Now we just need to apply it to this plan. It's not that you don't have the skill. You just haven't thought about how do I apply it here too. Because if you can change diapers, clean up vomit, change cat boxes, pick dog shit up, if you can do all that stuff, you can also follow your plan because you just don't have drama around that stuff. You don't tell yourself you're not good at picking up dog shit. You're just like, I have to pick it up. This is just what we do. So you say things like, I can always put that on my plan tomorrow. This plan had my best self planned it. She knew what I needed today. I'm going to trust her. I'm not going to trust my cranky little mood right now. And then I choose to eat these foods and remind yourself why. Okay. Y'all share your ahas about this call in Facebook. Tag me. You know, I get in there. I'm always looking for my tags. Tell me what you got out of this call so that we can encourage other people to listen to the replay when it drops on Friday. And make sure, don't forget, we have people that come in at all stages, some new people. Make sure you put on there, here's what I got out of today's call. And if you're new, the replay happens on Friday. You look forward to it. All right, everybody. Y'all have a good one. I'll talk to you in a little bit over a week. Wish me luck. I might pop into Facebook and do a special little live or something while I'm in Florida, just so y'all can see my crazy ass family all together. Bye.